Women Writing for a Change was founded in 1991 in Cincinnati when the poet Mary Pierce Brosmer gathered together 15 women for a weekly writing class. Brosmer used certain techniques, like passing a talking stone, establishing confidentiality, and encouraging honest feedback to create a safe space in her class. After time, it grew into a much larger organization. When, years later, the Feminist Leadership Academy of Cincinnati began training and licensing teacher facilitators, affiliate schools began popping up in cities all over the country, from Birmingham to Portland to Bloomington, Indiana.
On the far northeast edge of Bloomington, in the Poplar Grove Schoolhouse, a group of 13 writers sits cross-legged in a circle, working intently. Lit with strings of lights, full of pillows and painted in muted colors, this room is a sanctuary, perhaps even more so for this group of writers, who are all young women between 11 and 14.
My name is Olivia. I am 13 years old.
My name is Annika. I am 12 years old.
I'm Natalia. I'm almost 12.
I'm Sophia, and I am 12 and 6 months and 27 days.
I'm Nora. I'm 12, and I actually live in California, but since it's so great, I keep coming back.
Each day, these young women read work by published writers. They're given prompts, which they can choose whether or not to follow, and then they write work of their own. After a piece is written, it's read out loud, and the rest of the class offers feedback. Nora explains that this week, the theme of the class was the body.
So we have, like, a poem,
and it's called The Bodies by Elizabeth Spires. Here in the half-dark of the sauna, the bodies of the women glisten. Secrets are whispered here, stories told. The bodies relax, give up their pose to ask, how shall we be joined, how shall we know each other? And it goes on.
The body is, of course, a fitting theme for girls just going into their teens whose own bodies are growing and changing so rapidly. Wendy is the mother of Sophia, one of these young writers.
You know, when you raise daughters, you realize how hard it is for them to express themselves sometimes publicly. And this is such a perfect venue for them to try to talk about all those changes that are happening in their lives and not feel ashamed about what they're saying. I think that's very important.
If writing is a way to become aware of how they feel, getting feedback and support helps these young women gain confidence and, yes, lose any shame that might be associated with those feelings. Beth Lodge-Regal is the owner-director of Women Writing for a Change of Bloomington. She says that for those who come back year after year, the results of writing in this safe environment are remarkable.
Absolutely. You see this incredible blossoming in these young women as writers and as girls who like are very thoughtful and really have something to say about their lives, their observations, and the world. What's so cool for us now is most of us have just seen this growth in these young women as really strong young people. That's just a happy benefit, I think, of writing their lives.
At 5 o'clock, parents and friends gather in the front room of the Poplar Grove Schoolhouse for this summer's final read-around, where they'll listen to each girl read a poem or a short prose piece she wrote this summer. One of the practices at Women Writing for Change is that at readings, the audience is asked not to applaud because, as the evening's facilitator explains, for some pieces, applause might not be the appropriate emotional response. Instead of clapping, then, before and after each piece, the facilitator rings a chime.
Hadley. We are safe. We are locked to the outside world. Lips sealed in a secret weapon. We are protected by our pens. We are protected by our lips. We are not helpless, but more helpful. Our arms linked, our breath held, our secrets shared with only ourselves. And our locked lips, our sly smile. We have our pen, we have our paper, and we share. We smile, our lips sealed in a solemn acknowledgement, but we are together, joined by the possibility of words.
You can find out more about Women Writing for Change by finding this story on our website, wfiu.org/arts. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Rachel Lyon.